Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can say, play ESPN Radio. We pop up on your smart speaker, and we're presented by Progressive Insurance. So, fellas.
Yes, that would be us.
We have Nui Scruggs, NBC 5 Dallas Fort Worth sports director, with us for some Camp Confidential. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
Nui, you around? Are you there?
Max, great to talk to you. Of course I'm here, man. I'm up in the morning just chilling my Carolina Final Four shirt ready to talk
hey,
to you.
Hey. No need for that, Nui. No need.
Not that early in the morning, Jay? Too early for it?
You don't have to do that to me. Don't hit me with a jab on the way in.
So, Nui,
I love you, Jay. Love you, Jay.
It's all love.
We are talking about.
Man, I like this title though.
What's that?
NBC 5 Dallas Fort Worth Sports Director.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
Yeah, it's a nice title.
Go ahead, baby.
Not anchor. Not none of that.
Sports director.
So he's controlling.
He's directing all the sports.
Yeah, that's
hey,
what's up.
Nui, what's up with Mike McCarthy's job security? Like, how much? How warranted is it? How much blame does he deserve for Dallas having very good regular seasons in recent years, but especially the last couple of years coming up short in the postseason?
Good question. I think a part of what Mike is dealing with is the sins of so many failures of the last 26 years. That last year was just one more big pile of disappointment. Stephen Jones said to me a couple weeks ago, he's like, "You guys are too hard on Mike." And I said, "Okay." He's like, "You guys give him no credit for Dan Quinn." He's like, "Mike went out and got Dan Quinn." I'm like, "Yeah, but Mike also went out and got Mike Nolan." So, okay. And we thought you got Dan Quinn. We didn't think it was him. So the Joneses like him. And you've got to know, when you start talking about Cowboy coaches, it matters that they like him. Look how long Jason Garrett got to stand up there and be mediocre. So Mike McCarthy is going to be the guy as long as they like him. 17 penalties the other night didn't exactly help out. But they like him, and you got to know. Key, you know from being here, when they like you, they like you.
So when do they stop liking him?
It depends on how it ends. That's really the thing. I mean, people will say, well, if this happens, it all depends. Jerry's a fluid guy. So when it gets to the point where he's like, "I'm mad," like we thought he was last year because he talked about the penalties and the way they lost, we'll see. But right now, They still like him. He decided on his opening press conference he was going to tell all of us that we were wrong to put Mike's job security out there, even though he was the one who said.
So the fact that Sean Payton is available now and you know, there could be a couple jobs that interest Sean that's out there in the universe, does that put any sense of urgency, pressure on both the Joneses and McCarthy to get something done this year?
I don't think Sean Payton is going to be the Cowboys head coach, even if Mike McCarthy's not there next year. If you're looking for the guy, it's going to be Dan Quinn. They love Dan Quinn. The players love Dan Quinn. You want Sean Payton, first off, you got to give compensation to the Saints. Then probably going to have to give $12, $15 million. And Sean most likely is going to want to have major say in the organization, if not running the whole thing. Keyshawn, you were here. Bill Parcells didn't get that when you played for him. And if Bill Parcells didn't get it, Jimmy Johnson didn't get it, Sean Payton's not going to get it. Even though Jerry's going to turn 80 years old this fall, I don't see them doing that.
Well, Nui, I said that earlier in the show because it felt like this offseason, Jerry Jones' primary responsibility was to secure Dan Quinn. It felt like at all costs. It just seems like, and even look, I know it's preseason, but the 17 penalties for 129 yards, like, it seems like there's a theme that is building and mounting against Mike McCarthy when it's all said and done, and Dan Quinn is that person waiting in the wing.
Jay, well, you're right. Look, you're right. They've got a backup, which they did when they got rid of Wade Phillips and they had Jason Garrett sitting there. So it's there. But I'm just telling you, Dan Quinn is behind Mike McCarthy. They're behind him. So we've got to see how this season ends. And I know we all just want to say, hey, look, boom, go get Sean Payton. And if he doesn't do this, this is going to happen. We don't know. There's so many times I thought Jason Garrett would be gone and he wasn't. Dude kept living like Rasputin. So that's what I'm just trying to tell you guys. You know, we talk so much about the job. Let's see what happens and how it ends up happening. Let's say they go to the NFC Championship. Well, let's say they go to the playoffs and they get a bad call from the refs. And Jerry says, you know what? That call wasn't fair. Mike deserves another shot. That's what's going to happen. He'll find a way to keep the man if he wants him to, because I saw him do it with Jason Garrett. There were three times where I thought, man, they got to move off, and this guy didn't.
Nui Scruggs, NBC 5, Dallas-Fort Worth sports director. This is a question that I have for you, because Key was talking about how great coaches do it. Like, for example, to eliminate penalties, to get the team to be more disciplined. They'll whack a made guy on the team, right, to get everybody's attention. Key will tell you a story about, you know, some player who was at walkthroughs, he's a starting corner or whatever, and gets cut, right? Just to get hey, Andy, no one's safe. You pick the right guy, a guy maybe you want to cut anyway, and you do it. So Sean Payton, you would say he would want control, and that's the kind of guy who could maybe do something like that. Would Dan Quinn be? Would Dan Quinn, in other words, is Jerry Jones, the GM, we already know you can't be Jimmy Johnson or Bill Parcells because Jerry's ego's too big, so the pool of guys he chooses from are guys like Mike McCarthy who will, you know, not get in his way or get too much credit. But would Dan Quinn be a guy with enough gravitas to and enough leeway from Jerry and Steven to be able to whack a guy if he needed to get team discipline? Would he, or would it just be another Jerry Jones coach who had to fall in line behind Jerry?
It all depends. And when I say it all depends, Dan Quinn isn't that kind of guy like Jimmy where he was ruthless, and I was around Jimmy for his last team and I was here for the whole Parcells tenure. That's not who he is. But I'll also say this, and I think this even speaks more to him. These players do what he asks. They've all bought into what he says. So if he needed to, he could. But for the most part, I haven't seen anyone on this defense that hasn't bought into him. And I've also seen a guy like Dak Prescott, the quarterback, who's bought into the kind of juice that Dan Quinn has. So while he may not be ruthless like that, and I can't speak to what he did in Atlanta, but I can tell you this, there have been no issues on this defense, because when he got it, there were a whole bunch of dudes who were revolting against Mike Nolan. I haven't seen anything like that, and I've seen players go to different levels under Dan Quinn.
So maybe, you look maybe, for maybe he's J-Ron the perfect Kurt guy, and, then, from what you're saying, Nui. Maybe he's the perfect guy.
Look, if McCarthy, I'm telling you, if McCarthy's not there next year, I expect Dan Quinn to be the guy.
Nui, when you look at the Cowboys and all the issues that happened a year ago and what we've seen so far in the preseason, what's the pressing issue or area of concern the most for the Cowboys?
Offensive line. This offensive line is worrisome. You're going to have either a rookie left guard, Tyler Smith, who's never played guard. He played tackle at Tulsa. And then you've got Tyron Smith, the great all-decade player who has missed 4 to 5 games a year for 5 straight years. So you just can't write down 17 games for Tyron Smith at left tackle. And they held him out against the Broncos. They put in Josh Ball, who's seeing his first action in the NFL. He had 3 penalties. So I'm worried about the O-line, because if the O-line is not healthy, if they can't open up holes for Zeke, if they can't protect Dak Prescott, you guys know this game over.
Now, Ball's the same guy that they drafted in the first round, right?
No. Ball, they took in the 4th round last year. He didn't play. Tyler Smith is who they took in the first round.
Tyler Smith. And he had a couple penalties as well, right?
He had 2 penalties. One of them was not good. It's, you know, preseason for refs too. But he had a penalty. He's still growing. He's going to make some mistakes. But he wants to be good. And you guys, Jay Will Key, you guys know. You see when guys want to be good. Max, you've seen when guys care about the sport and care about trying to be better. Tyler Smith is that. But it's going to take him a minute to get there.
Wanting to be good and trying to be good and could be good and all of those sort of things. Can CeeDee Lamb be good? Can he be Dez Bryant, Michael Irvin, Terrell Owens, Drew Pearson?
That's the wrong question. The question is, will Kellen Moore get him the damn football? That's the question. Because too many times, Kellen Moore hasn't dialed up the plays for the guys who need it. Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp, their coordinators are saying, hey, look, boom, get him the ball, get him the ball. That's been the problem. That's why you heard Amari Cooper saying what he did in Cleveland. Like, hey, C.D. Moore could be really good if they feature him.
So Nui, with that being said.
So Kellen Moore is a real issue.
Yeah, that I was going to say, because all we hear this past offseason is how they're going to get back to being more of a run-focused offense, right? You talk about Ezekiel Elliott, Tony Pollard. Which direction are they going?
They said they were going to cut down on the penalties this year, too. So, look, until I see it, I hadn't seen it, okay? It was a do or do not. Do or do not. There is no try. I have to see Kellen Moore do it.
Yoda. Broke not. Yoda out on
do
him.
Do or do not.
It is.
He broke Yoda out on him.
He's not that. I just don't think Kellen Moore's that dude like everyone says. Mm. I don't think he's young Bill Walsh. I have not seen it. I have seen too many good players not get enough juice.
So who built him up to be that?
Hey, man, like I said, when the Jones like you, man, they like you. They like him. I was talking to Steve, and Steve was like, hey, I was like, I'm down. I'm not exactly sold on your boy Kellen Moore. He's like, well, you keep giving me job interviews. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything because he's getting a damn job interview. We all know how that goes in the National Football League. They do that as favors and hype and all that. Because the owners and some of these personnel people, these presidents of these teams that's making these hires and decisions don't know what the hell they're doing. They just put it in position because of nepotism. So let's not go there, Steven. Please, stop.
That's kind of what I said. I'm like, okay. But look, they believe in it, man. They believe in it. So what more can I do? I'm just sitting here watching it. I can just ask the questions, but I just see things. I'm like, So we'll see if Kellen will run the ball.
So where do the Cowboys finish at? What's their record? What's the outlook of the season?
You know, I hadn't done the outlook, but I think they'll make the playoffs. I don't think they'll win the division. Here's my problem, fellas. Cowboys got a first-place schedule. There's 8 Pro Bowl quarterbacks on the schedule. Six of those quarterbacks have started a Super Bowl. 3 of those quarterbacks have won MVPs. It's not going to be easy. You start the year off with Tom Brady on Sunday Night Football. Then you got Joe Burrow. Both of those are home games. You don't want to fall 0-2 having lost 2 home games out of the gate. So the first-place schedule is going to be tough. That's why we've seen so many of these NFC East champions the next year have issues. So I would say Philadelphia finishes, but the Cowboys make the playoffs. And if the Cowboys make the playoffs as a wild card, they know they have to do some work here. I know Mike McCarthy he understands they need to do work here. Dak Prescott coming. They cannot keep just getting to the divisional round. They need to get past that. So, they need to take some steps.
So Nui Scruggs with us now, NBC 5 Dallas Fort Worth Sports Director here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Nui, you bring up Dak Prescott, and it's bizarre that we've talked this long about the Cowboys and really haven't dwelt on Dak Prescott. But a lot of people like the Eagles to win the division. Those who like the Cowboys say, yes, but the Cowboys have the known quantity more at quarterback. But look, he got paid. He got the bag. And even though the team doesn't look as strong on paper as it's looked in recent years on offense even, Nui, like when Carson Wentz had, when they gave him the bag in Philadelphia and they couldn't therefore pay some other guys, but that's why they give you the bag, because you should be able to compensate for that, right? What are you expecting from Dak this season?
I already told you, the offensive line is my issue right now, the offensive line and kicker. So if you can protect him and they can run the football, then I believe Dak Prescott will be good. You don't want Dak Prescott throwing the ball 40 times a game. Matter of fact, you don't want most quarterbacks in this league throwing 40 times a game because the numbers show it's really hard to win. So if they play good defense, they can run the football and put Dak in favorable positions. And if he can get CeeDee Lamb going, they got to get another guy on the other side, because right now the receiving core on the other side is scary. Then I believe he'll be fine.
What you just said about Dak, I know maybe it's like belaboring the obvious, but what you just said about Dak is fine. You can say that about most quarterbacks. What I'm asking is the offensive line may not be – listen, he had a great offensive line for a lot of his career. Now it may just be okay, right? The running game, let's say it's just okay. When you give a guy top of the market money, he's supposed to be able to compensate. Are you saying, because like Aaron Rodgers can, right? Patrick Mahomes can, one would assume, although he hasn't been quite in that position.
two guys who won MVPs. And
I get it. And Dak is just
– okay.
And
okay.
I would expect that Justin Herbert will be able to, and I'll expect some others will be able to, but I don't expect that of Dak Prescott. In other words, he ain't one of those guys. Is he one of those guys,
Max,
yes or no?
Max, you're bringing up solid points, and I'll come back into this. Guys think just because, hey, he got the size contract in the game, he's going to be this and that. Was Jimmy G? No. No, that was just his turn. It was just
sure.
his turn,
Agreed.
And he's been surpassed since then.
I'm not
if
denying
If you're asking me, is he a franchise quarterback? Is he a franchise quarterback who can carry the team on the back? That has to be seen. This is going to be the year, and the question we've had at camp is, can you make guys better? Mm-hmm. Can you make an Alan Lazard better the way we saw Aaron Rodgers? Can you do what Tony Romo did with Miles Austin and Laurent Robinson? These are the questions he has to answer this year, because outside of CeeDee Lamb, they don't have another guy. And this is what I'm looking for, Max. If that's the question you're asking me, that's my answer.
Yep. Ding, ding, ding. That's it. That's the bingo card for me. I totally agree with that. That's what we're looking for. And that's Nui Scruggs. Thanks, Nui. Appreciate it.
Gentlemen, Sports Director.
Gentlemen, it was a pleasure. And Keyshawn, you're still wrong for making me pay at their soul food restaurant in L.A., man. I was wrong.
Well,
I thought I was
going to
get
pay?
A comp meal that day.
What
yes.
happened? Oh, Key looking like he don't remember this.
No, it's not that I don't remember. What the hell am I supposed to do? Give me something for free? I'm running a business. If I give everybody something for free, then
not everybody, just people.
Come on,
if
Nui.
I give people stuff for free, Nui Scruggs gets something for free. Max Kellerman, Marcellus Wiley, Jay Will, he's in town because they play the Lakers and the Clippers back to back.
You can't get
game.
A piece of Panera bread from Keith
right,
Ray. Forget about that.
Decision.
Come on,
you made the right
decision. We did a story on the restaurant.
Yeah, and when you did the story, you got a chance to taste the food. We gave some little tasters.
Wait, but Nui, did you pay for it or did your company pay for it?
Nah, I paid for it. I had no company.
Back.
I worked at Channel 13 in L.A., baby. Channel 13
right.
wasn't giving out another company.
Yeah, you came back with the wife.
I might have to comp that one for you, Nui. I might have to.
Man, I'm not giving nothing away. Bad business, people. Nui Scruggs, NBC 5, Dallas Fort Worth Sports Director. Thanks for joining us, Nui.
All right, Nui.
Thanks, Nui.
Yeah, y'all expect for me to man, please.
Well, there is an argument. There is an argument to be made that if that's your
have
dude.
Have you seen Nui?
Jeez, stop.
Jeez, what do you mean? At that time, have you seen Nui at that time? Not today, but when he wanted to eat for free.
Well, that's because as soon as it stopped being free, he slimmed down. Is that what you're saying, Key?
If I would have fed Nui at that time, oh my gosh.
Leave Nui alone.
He would have been ordering more food.
There is something to be said for people, like, if that's really your man, then why is he asking for something free? He should be patronizing your business. On the other hand, it also depends what financial position you're in. Can you afford it or
he
not?
Was the sports director, Channel 13 or something in L.A.
No, NBC. Oh, well, now it's NBC 5, Dallas, Fort Worth.
No, he did a story.
Director.
And
he's always been a sports director.
They got
never
morsels.
Never just been a guy.
They got some morsels to taste.
You got little samples.
Those little dainty-ass appetizers.
Yeah. Gave him a little bit.
little
small
spoon.
Piece
tiny
of,
little spoon.
Yeah, a little spoon of this, a little spoon of that.
So would you like to order 20 appetizers to actually wet your palate?
Yes. That's what you're supposed to do. What, are you going to make a whole full course meal for Nui Scruggs and company? No.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is brought to you by Capital One with no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees. Banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC. So, the expectations for Dak. I know Key knew he said all the things that you say. It's such good football talk. Most guys shouldn't be dropping back 40 times. Hard to win that way. You need defense. You need running game.
Yeah,
blah, blah,
absolutely.
Blah. We know.
Why are they paying that money is what you're going to say.
No, I know why. Because he was the next dude up and he got – but like a long – just because the reason you got it was because you were the next guy up and you're one of those quarterbacks that is a franchise quarterback, that doesn't mean that you don't then have responsibilities.
He has responsibilities.
Like I was on at Carson Wentz's neck because Carson Wentz, well, since they paid him, they don't have X, Y, and Z. Dude, but they paid you. Now you're supposed to be able to lift your team.
And it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. So,
but it happened prior to him getting paid. Then he got, first of all, they paid Carson Wentz too early.
No doubt.
So they made that decision, then it kind of fell apart. It hasn't fallen apart for Dak Prescott.
It hasn't, but he hasn't won in the playoffs.
That's okay for now.
Oh, this ain't year two, year three.
Max,
it's year 15.
Tony Romo didn't win the damn playoffs.
I'm not worried about
Max,
Tony
just
Romo.
Just came off an injury last year. It was his first year back off
that's
that
true.
Injury.
So all I'm
he
saying,
a nice season.
I'm just saying, for now, doesn't mean he won't win this year. Doesn't mean he won't win next year.
But what are the expectations?
The expectations is for him to win. For him
get to
win a championship,
yes.
get to the playoffs.
I'll say this. the expectations, and it'll be Mike McCarthy whose head rolls, not Dak, obviously, but the expectations are one playoff win. You must win a single playoff game.
He has to at some point. He has to.
But if he doesn't win it, McCarthy's gone.
For Mike McCarthy or Dak?
No, but if he doesn't win it, McCarthy's gone. Then next year we're all going to say, well, it's a new coach if he doesn't win one. So Dak's got this year, next year, and then the year after he's
got
to win.
He got 22-23. 22-23, and then it's going to be problematic.
Okay, let me ask you this.
It's going to really get problematic.
I think if he doesn't do it this year, it's going to be going to start to be problematic.
No, I'm saying probably – so
22-23.
It'll be crazy. 23, it becomes crazy. Like – it becomes really
okay, what do you say to this? New coach comes in, one of these LaFleur types like up in Green Bay, right? So, he's a hot shot. Oh, it's working so great. And they win 13 games and blah, 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 blah. But now, he lost in the playoffs with McCarthy. That's why McCarthy got bounced. Yeah. Now the new guy comes in. Real nice season. In the playoffs, something happens, intercept, whatever. And it's like first year with the dude, right? Yeah. He's going to get that leeway.
No, he won't get the leeway.
I'm saying he has 2 years of runway.
He won't get the leeway because then – that new head coach is going to be like, I can't win with this guy.
Draft a quarterback.
There you go.
So they draft a quarterback.
I can't win with this guy.
Yep. So he's going to have to win a playoff game by next year or they're drafting a quarterback.
So think about what happened like with new coach, just for instance, Andy Dalton, right?
Yeah.
Matt
Nagy.
Cincinnati coach. Oh, God. Yeah. They're all the same. Yeah. I can't even think of the dude's names, right? Matt LaFleur, the other guy, whatever. Yeah. He comes in. He looks at Andy Dalton. I can't win with this guy.
Right.
They go out and draft the quarterback. What will happen based on the contract that Dak Prescott gets, the new hotshot comes in, whatever, 25 years old, youngest coach in the history of the league.
13 wins.
Yeah, 13 wins. I can't win with this guy. Now he'll start looking at that young quarterback that went to Los Alamitos, who's now at Oregon. They'll start to zoom in on him.
Or else someone's available like what happened with Matt Stafford.
What happened with Anthony Lynn and Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers, he's good. He can hold it together. He can take us to the playoffs. Yeah, we can't win with this dude. We need to draft a guy. We're getting Justin Herbert. We're going to move on from Phillip. And that's what happens.
It does seem like Zach Taylor. Talks a lot about Dan Quinn actually owning the locker room and people actually wanting to play for him. It is fascinating. There's been a common theme with everybody we've talked about from Dallas.
What's a personality trait?
That's what I'm saying, though.
Personalities as a head coach lends itself to the players and they gravitate toward that.
But that makes it for such an awkward when you know that your coach's head is on a chopping block. But the other coach demands a different kind of feeling from you in the room.
They don't dislike Mike McCarthy.
Well, I didn't say they dislike him, but it makes it easier for that decision.
They might not respond to him the same way.
They don't respond to him.
So that means Dan Quinn
because
is perfect.
Because his personality is bland. It's like,
that's what I'm
so
saying.
Dan Quinn is perfect for the Cowboys because he's not going to take any shine away from Jerry, but the locker room responds to him. So he's going to be the next head coach.
He probably will have a shot at being the next head coach when it becomes available.
Carson Wentz and Ron Rivera are pleased with Wentz's debut. We've been talking about Carson Wentz a little. Can he live up to the expectations? You know, at least can he live up to what he used to be? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
And we are joined now here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, of course. We are joined now by John Keim, ESPN Washington Commanders reporter, for some Camp Confidential. Like this, we get the lowdown on what's happening in training camp. John, welcome. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How has Carson Wentz looked so far?
Oh, going right to the easy questions, huh? he's looked all right. He looks like a quarterback who's with a new team, who has some new receiving parts around him, and which is what he is. And I would say early in camp, there was mistiming on some of the routes and the throws and some of that. Sometimes it could be on him being rushed because of maybe the pass rush is collapsing the pocket a little bit, and maybe he widens his base and throws a little bit high. Sometimes it could be on the receiver running to a different depth than he maybe was expecting, or coming out of a break faster than he was expecting. So some of that has started to have been ironed out, and it looks like he has started to get back to maybe where he's been at in his career, which is a guy who can look pretty good and then make some throws you say, ugh. So that's what we're going to do. He's got a track record, and you're starting to see, I guess, that, you know, the who he is as camp emerges.
So, John, now I'm going to ask you the hard question. Is he better than what they had in the past?
Yeah, that's an easy one. You look at the last 5 years, ever since Kirk Cousins left there for 2017, it was Alex Smith for 9 starts in 2018, and Alex is a great, great leader, but he's not the kind of passer who was going to threaten all areas of the field at that point. Then you run through, he gets hurt, and then you run through a litany of quarterbacks, and you have Dwayne Haskins, Case Keenum, Colt McCoy, Garrett Gilbert for a game, Taylor Heineke. You know, so it's been Kyle Allen, and then Alex Smith coming off a remarkable recovery. So it's been a litany of guys who just aren't capable of being top half passers in the league. Wentz is better. And that's where, you know, the question I think for Wentz is he either a long-term solution or is he a couple years here? And that's what we don't know. But he is definitely an upgrade over what they've had in recent years.
So, John, with that being said, and when you think about Carson Wentz, you know, being age 29 years old, how is he with his teammates, right? Because I've heard mixed reviews about this in Indianapolis. Does it seem like he is, obviously, maybe a better passer, but as it relates to a leader and leading men in the locker room, is he that personality type?
Well, I think right now everything is good. And, you know, you hear good things from teammates. He seems relaxed. He has 2 daughters now. He's married, so you naturally mature in life. And so I think some of that's going on, but I really think it's hard to answer that question until we've seen adversity hit, right? If you have a bad game, if you have a bad stretch, if you have a bad series, that's when you really know what kind of a leader I think he is and how he responds to that. So but so far it's been pretty good. I mean, he and Taylor Heineke get along well. He and Charles Leno seem to be pretty tight. He's good with John Allen, the defensive tackle. So I think You know, I don't know if there's that. I'm going to be actually talking to him today. Is there a more of a concerted effort on his part to improve in that area? Because what you'd hear when he signed or when they traded for him was he's more of a type A. He's a type A personality, mm-hmm. not really a bubbly type personality like Alex Smith, tremendous leader. Ryan Fitzpatrick, a guy everybody loved. I think that remains to be seen as far as when adversity hits, how does he respond? And I think that will help cement his status in the locker room.
Hey, John, I want to make sure you said you're going to be interviewing him today, talking to him. I want to make sure you asked him the right questions. I don't want to have Jason Wright
All right.
go get after you
Give
now.
Give me some. Okay. I'm not worried about that one.
But. I know, right? What are the realistic expectations of this team, though? Is this team going to make some noise in the NFC East, or are they just kind of hoping that it falls right for them to win enough games so that they're not in the cellar?
I think they can, but things have to go. Listen, you know how this league is. There are a lot of teams that who won 7 or 8 games last year who can sit there and think like, hey, if this and this goes right, they can win 10 games. And I think Washington's in that category. Going into the season, last year, a lot of people were picking them to win the division. Not as many this year. It's probably a better spot for them. They have a – I will say this. You guys brought up Dallas' schedule earlier in the show about the quarterbacks they faced, or knew he did, but this team had that schedule last year. They faced those quarterbacks last year. I mean, it was Brady, Mahomes, Herbert, Russell Wilson, every top quarterback they seem to face. They don't have that same schedule this year. That helps. If Curtis Samuel is healthy, it helps diversify the offense. Jahan Dotson, the rookie receiver, looks good. So I think there's reason why they can sit there and say, hey, if this and this goes right, they could win 10 games. But it has to go right. And as any Washington fans know, it hasn't always gone right here. And so that's the hard part. But going into the season, you'd have to look at Dallas with Dak and Micah Parsons, you know, being maybe more of a team to beat going into the season. Philly did a lot to improve in the offseason. But I think if things go right, this team can be right there. And that's how they view it, too, definitely.
Right there meaning where?
Right, well, I think challenging for the division. I think this is year 3 of Ron Rivera's program. This is the year you have to show that growth. So I think they can challenge them, but I don't think they go into the season certainly as the favorites. But I think if things go right, like, you know, how much better is Jalen Hurts going to be this year? That's a question for them. You guys brought up the question with Dallas' offense earlier. You know, this team has its own share of questions. When will Chase Young be back? That's a huge question. Logan Thomas, the tight end, still out, recovering from his ACL as well. When does he come back? Another big question for them. So this team has its own share of questions. But if you want to take the positive spin for a Washington fan or a positive outlook, if Samuel stays healthy and Dotson produces the way he's looked in camp, and Carson Wentz is at least, he doesn't have to be great, he just has to be better than what they've had. If that goes right, they could win 10 games.
And if they get a new stadium. And if they get more sponsors. And if they stay out of harm's way.
Yeah, yeah.
Win 10 games.
John was giving me an if.
The Commanders' dream scenario is to make the playoffs and then Carson Wentz throws a critical interception and you lose in the playoffs. But at least you made the playoffs.
Well, listen, like I said, it's year 3. They've got to take a step.
Yes.
I'm not saying all that stuff is going to go right. I'm just saying from their perspective, if that goes that way, yeah, there's definite ifs there. But in year 3 of this program with Ron Rivera, they've got to take that step
and
show that real progress. They have to take that. And whether or not it happens, we'll see. But, you know, that's, you know, as like I said, every team that wins 7 or 8 games last year thinks they can take that step if X, Y, and Z happen.
Yeah.
Thank you, John Keim. That's ESPN Washington Commanders reporter John Keim. Appreciate it. And that was Camp Confidential. Guys, Giannis says he's open to playing for the Bulls later in his career. Are you buying it?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Oh, that's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Oh, he's around Monaco. Yeah, Monte Carlo. Yeah.
Monte Carlo.
Yeah, Monte Carlo.
That's how you would know about the pebbled leather.
Well, they wear those over there.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what they call them? Driving shoes.
Oh, yeah. Driving.
Well, no, driving shoes will have pebbled leather, but not all pebbled leather shoes are driving shoes.
True.
Yeah.
You have to have the nubbies on the bottom of the driving
shoes. Yeah,
yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah,
you know, I know about the driving.
Oh, Key knows all the upper crust rules. I saw him debone a fish so expertly.
Man.
And I'm going there tonight, actually.
You're
going
there tonight?
I mean, I was going to go tomorrow with Jay, but I'm going to go tonight.
Yates, testify, Yates.
Where are we going tomorrow?
Hey, I ain't never seen no rich stuff like that, man. He had a butter knife. Put that joint out.
No, Jay. He did it with no ifs, ands, or buts, like clean and fast.
This guy's pretty much a damn chef
like
over here.
Yates, you know what it was like? Remember at the end of one of those Hannibal movies when he's figuring out it's Hannibal and he could just tell from all the from all the books and stuff that he knows how to dismember things too quickly? Yo, Key came out. I blinked and it was like everything was, you know, when you debone a fish, sometimes you don't do it just right. It gets a little sloppy. It was like the chef did it.
It was so perfect, Jay. Like, you know, Looney Tunes, they eat some, eat a fish, and they just got the bone, they hold up the bone.
It was exactly like that.
Like bonefish grill.
It was like the alley cat that Tom doesn't want to mess with.
Both of y'all crazy. Max just said that the Tom and Jerry cartoon that you just talked about, the bonefish grills logo.
The bonefish grill logo.
It did look
just
like
it. It looked like, you know, that tough alley cat that Tom didn't want to even mess with because the way he'd eat that, that's what it looked like.
Absolutely.
Were you wearing loafers that night?
Was I wearing loafers? No.
So you just wear those?
I wear these. It's a summertime. You know,
Max
I'm coming from out east right now.
You got to know a lot of the
out
little.
East wear.
I don't know that you call that stuff rich stuff or whatever.
Right.
Jay, this is how I know Key be frauding.
Running shoes, racing shoes. And it's just the environment.
He's very comfortable in that world. He knows all the rules.
Yes, yeah,
he knew what fork to eat with.
You got
to
flow in and flow out.
My mom once told me as a young South Central LA kid growing up with very little money, is don't be afraid to ask questions to get the answers so you can participate at the table.
Yeah.
So along the way, you learn how to debone the fish.
Jay?
You learn how to wear the loafers.
I swear, listen, my mom.
The button-down shirts.
My mom is a bohemian artist, right? Like, I don't know any of the rules. I don't know what fork to eat with. Key knows much more about.
Yes,
see, looks can be deceiving. Don't stereotype. Key knows much more about the rules of what salad fork to use than I do.
Not yet.
You got to check it out.
I will. I hear you talk about that.
But
I almost sent my kids many years ago. But my daughter who passed away went to school in France for a year to go with a family when she was a teenager and hang out.
Went to school in France for a year, all that,
I almost sent my kids to an etiquette school at Ritz-Carlton in Boston one year so they can learn how to eat properly.
The promo. Why are they using
now,
the
look,
promo?
Now, look. That was the one that did it.
Mike.
What that comes from because he's done that to people we know, like around the office and stuff, Key. Well, that comes from is the locker room imitating coaches, 100%. Has 100%. To.
Oh,
has to.
All day. Oh, that's all we do is make fun of each other.
When you hear a real good mimic, it's not even that the voice sounds exactly like them. It's like their brain starts to mimic the algorithms of the person they're imitating. Like they start to think like them, right?
And I can get certain people, if I don't think about it and I just do it,
yeah.
I get them to a T.
Right.
Like when I think about it, you know, but when I don't and I just go, I get Michael Irvin to a T.
Due to Coach K.
No, I leave Coach K alone.
Oh,
man.
Now I leave Coach K alone.
Because he's retired.
A good mimic. You ever hear like Ari Spears do the thing? It's like, it's he's not one. Just that it sounds like Shaq or Delahoy or something. It's that. It's like someone who's thinking like
oh, Jamie Foxx does Stephen A.
I was gonna say Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx is Jamie Foxx, most talented person in the world. I mean, that dude is ridiculous, right? Most talented person in the world, Jamie Foxx.
I gotta get him him out though a little bit with the barber stuff, but you know,
leave him.
What do you mean? That's my dude. Shoot, I can tell Jamie you gotta tighten that up a little bit, bro.
So Giannis said he's open to playing for the Bucks.
Did I get that right?
Say the last name, Max.
For Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if I do it right, though.
Antetokounmpo?
Antetokounmpo. I've only been saying his name for 10 years. I still don't know how to say it.
Yeah, Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
G.A.
See, I struggled with it when he first came, and I started doing I just say Giannis, man, the Greek freak. Call it day. But then I got better after hearing people say it, and I get better and better and work on it. It's like, Antetokounmpo.
It goes through. Listen,
when you say it fast, like you really, Antetokounmpo. You really know what you're saying? It's like, I am French too or something, you know?
So Giannis said he was asked if you'd ever consider playing for the Chicago Bulls. Listen to this.
I think anybody who asks that question that plays basketball, if he said no, he'd be a liar. You know, it's a team that won multiple championships. It's a team that one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player, to ever play this game played for. So it's a no-brainer. Everybody would love to play for Chicago. Down the line, you never know. You know, you never know how life brings it. Maybe I'll play for Chicago. But right now, I'm committed to Milwaukee.
Why was he ever asked a question, Jay? Why was he?
Why are you asking me? I don't know why he was asked a question.
No, I'm asking because we're having a conversation. I don't know why he was asked a question, so I'm asking you why he was asked a question.
I have no idea. Answer was interesting, though, knowing G.A., how he looks at everything, because he's very kind of pointed with how he answers questions. So, I don't know. Look, who hasn't thought about playing for Chicago Bulls? Michael Jordan. I think that's the kind of hero that Giannis loves. So maybe he was answering the question honestly off that?
Yeah, maybe that's the case. But when I think about, and I didn't play in the NBA, I played in the National Football League, but
you did?
Been around the NBA forever. I don't think of the Chicago Bulls as a lifelong, I want to play for them. Unlike the Knicks or the Celtics or the Lakers or even now Golden State. Those are the four teams that I look to. Even though Michael Jordan won the six titles there, pre-Jordan, zero, post-Jordan, zero.
Yeah.
There's no
legacy outside
of
Jordan.
No legacy history outside of Jordan. If you told me I wanted to play for the Boston Celtics, if he said I want to play for the Boston Celtics, I'd be like, oh, yeah, the Lakers or even Golden State
now. But that's
what
would be crazy. See, to me, that's actually a reason why Giannis would want to play there. Because so far, the whole Bulls legacy is Jordan. And it looked like it was going to be D. Rose for a minute, but he got hurt and it didn't quite work out. If Giannis goes to Chicago and wins a couple of championships, now they're sitting on eight chips.
What if Giannis came to New York and won a championship for the Knicks?
Lights out.
Yeah,
it'd be
he's
insane.
Coming from New York with his international flavor and all that, it'd be over.
That is the play for Giannis, to go be a New York Knick when it's
all
said and
done. But you got to do that now. You can't do that.
Can't,
he's going to be older.
He has two more years.
No,
He can opt out after next year.
So what I'm saying, Coach, is now, meaning like next year.
Yeah, right. You demand a trade.
He doesn't. Giannis doesn't.
I don't want Giannis at 34.
Giannis is not the person that would say, hey, I need other people to come along with me. He would say, oh, no, I don't care what anybody said about the Knicks before. I'm here now. Now you want to come play with
also
me.
Also, like the immigrant story in New York City. Oh, my God.
It fits in New York before it fits in Chicago.
Anywhere, I would play New York 100%.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Giannis, New York would be the perfect market.
If I get the Knicks one.
Yeah.
And here's my thing. I never even say stuff like that about the Knicks. I feel like Giannis, it fits the narrative of what 100%. It is to be like a blue collar New Yorker.
Yeah.
And y'all are New
Dad
York.
Dad jokes, walking around, seeing the skylines. Like, what's this?
And the
like,
immigrant story. The immigrant story. Ellis Island, Statue of Liberty. Like, he has a classic immigrant story.
I just look at the way that the New York fan base has always, not even the Knicks, just the New York fan base has always treated international players in sports. If he comes here and he gets just one, Jay.
Just one.
Just one? Oh.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over. Not only like
they built a new
Nick
Greek
ever.
Island in the Hudson River.
Greatest That's right.
Nick ever That's to right. live.
They would. He would have a. He would. Yeah, and he'd have a highway named after him. They would name a road or a bridge or something after Giannis.
What would it be
town.
Called?
Yeah, right. Because you're going to go to Antetokounmpo.
Greek oh. Avenue.
Greek Avenue. Yeah.
Giannis Freak Boulevard.
Avenue. Greek Way.
Molly. Yeah. We didn't. Yeah, Molly, we're, you don't even know what we're Molly, talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, just walks
came
in.
Molly came in and shouted out.
He's Nigerian.
By
we
way,
get what he
he's
is.
He's Greek by way of Nigeria.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody can hear you on the mic.
That's
you know
right,
that,
Mike.
Right?
Well, so she says we should also be talking about the Nigerian part in addition to the Greek part. Sure. It is the classic. By the way, it's even that many immigrants.
Now you're sending down this road.
Many immigrants, including one of my grandfathers. Didn't
go
straight. Didn't come straight to the United States. They had to go somewhere else first, and somewhere else first before they got here.
We all had to go somewhere else first. What do you mean?
No, no. What I'm saying is, a lot of immigrants didn't come straight from their country of origin. They went from there to another country.
Where did we come from? What do you think? What are you talking about?
I can't even find out what country I came from anymore.
Take the test.
The point is, no. If you're talking about ancestors, it's very likely directly from, unless you went by way of Caribbean, from the country of origin. Right, although forced, obviously. The point is, it's a great
Jason
story.
Jason Jackson over here.
Jason Jackson. Swagoo just, what up, baby? What up, Swagoo?
No, we were in the middle of a conversation to your co-host.
Yeah, Molly
first
came in, you know.
Derailed it and
had
chimed
to draw
in.
All the attention toward her.
Everything's about Molly.
We were trying to make a
Molly walked in, decision middle of a conversation.
On which bridge we would build for the Greek freak when he comes to play for the Knicks and wins a championship.
That's right.
They're going to build a new bridge.
There you go.
From here to Nigeria and Greece. It's the tri-country bridge.
The tri-country bridge.
So, look, Giannis to the Knicks is, I agree,
it's
more interesting
than
Giannis to the Bulls. But yeah. I don't think Giannis to the Bulls should be ruled out, and there are things that make that place attractive.
Y'all literally just did her hair 3 minutes ago.
Do you go that close to Milwaukee?
That would, Milwaukee be, that would be gangster.
Oh, that's so. That
Y'all
would be
just,
so.
Jay, they just did her
three
hair.
People
three
walked
minutes,
in for Molly.
3 minutes ago, you just did her hair.
No wonder nobody else here can get makeup. They're
exactly.
all here for Molly.
It's ridiculous.
Only
10 seconds.
Seconds.
Oh, 10 seconds.
Five,
10 seconds.
Four,
Max,
three.
Very low maintenance. You can confirm that.
I am low maintenance. That is true. Molly, that is
I walked past the makeup room. They had a person for each eyelash. A
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Or lipstick. Or hair.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.